is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family October 4th and 5th. Details at KawValleyFarmTour.com. Famous and memorable Sicilienne from the suite Pelléas et Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré. Flutist Marcus Gravels and the Belgian Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for the classics. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you today. And as we transition over into the afternoon time, classical music continues with French works. A bit later, Ensemble Initium brings us a serenade from a Venezuelan-born composer, but mainly hailed from France in his lifetime, music by Rinaldo Hahn, a beautiful chamber serenade, and a beautiful French symphony, that of Jean Francais, all just ahead in our noon hour. Well, in the last hour, you had a marvelous live performance with, among other things, Sergei Prokofiev's 7th Piano Sonata on display. It was a wonderful performance this morning. It seems that we're spending quite a day with Prokofiev because what we'll hear next is his first piano concerto, created during his student days at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1911, a piece that helped earn Prokofiev top honors at a Anton Rubinstein competition for pianist accomplishments. We'll hear Yevgeny Kassin at the keyboard with the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, on Kansas Public Radio. A concerto, one of great merriment, created in 1911 by Sergei Prokofiev, his first piano concerto in D flat major. We are today pianist Yevgeny Kassin with the Berlin Philharmonic, under conductor Claudio Abbado. And the time is 12:26. In about 10 minutes from now, the Ulster Orchestra brings us a French symphony, that of composer Jean Francais, a quite tuneful piece, to enjoy in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Te Deum Chamber Choir, presenting Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, in English translation, honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th. Tickets and venues at te-deum.org. And Pines Garden and Market, promoting Kaw Valley Field Day, October 11th, at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence, live music from Chuck Mead, and many more. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. Next on KPR, before we hear a French symphony, we have music from composer Rinaldo Hahn, who was born in Venezuela, but lived from a very early age most of his life in Paris. In the late 19th century, he grew up there, where he rubbed elbows with the likes of Sarah Bernhardt and Marcel Proust. He went on to become a very prolific composer of lyric scenes, cantatas, oratorios, operas, concertos, ballets, and tone poems. But what we'll listen to is a short chamber serenade put on by the members of Ensemble Initium, next on KPR. A chamber serenade from composer Rinaldo Hahn, performed by the members of Ensemble Initium, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 12:39, and at the top of the hour news from NPR, we're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio, is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. With about 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour, we have time for a French symphony next. The music is by composer Jean Francais, a 20th century composer born in 1912 to a musical family, the son of a musicologist and a singing teacher, and is known for his prolific output as well as his vibrant style. What we'll listen to is his Symphony in G Major. Terry Fisher here to lead the Ulster Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony in G Major by French composer Jean Francais, performed by the Ulster Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. Among other things, the piano quintet of Max Brook ahead in the next hour.
This week, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on KPR 1.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Fatima Al-Kassab reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Sergei Rachmaninoff, Scherzo for Orchestra in F Major. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, getting things started in the 1 p.m. hour of classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to bring it to you. We're looking forward to a visit from the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation with lively dances for orchestra from English composer Cyril Scott, coming up on KPR and classical music to enjoy all the way until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We'll enjoy next some fun chamber music. Before we hear English dances, we've got music from German composer Max Bruch, who wrote this while spending a little time in England in the late 19th century. We'll listen to a piano quintet in G minor. Bruch wrote this in 1886 for members of the Liverpool Philharmonic Society. Today we'll hear Ensemble Ulfhalscher on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Quintet in G minor, music by Max Bruch, composed in 1886. Performed today by the Ensemble Ulfhalscher on Kansas Public Radio. Some chamber music is going to be featured in a live performance by the Friends of Chamber Music, the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, in a concert tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, with chamber music from the likes of Haydn, Mendelssohn, and Robert Schumann's own piano quintet. The Friends of Chamber Music, the KC Chamber Orchestra, and chamber music tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at the Kauffman Center. Find out more over at chambermusic.org. It's 1:39. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, tomorrow afternoon, Destiny is your host for KPR's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m., the fun classical music show where you pick the playlist. The most popular request this week, William Tell Overture by Rossini, along with a little bit from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Comedic Waltzes. It should make for a fun 3 hours, and plus, Destiny will be joined by some friends for some lovely KPR banter, hoping for your pledge of support. Support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And so we arrive at a recording of the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation now. Conductor Peter Marchbank and music from English composer Cyril Scott. We've got three exciting dances for orchestra next on KPR. Three Dances for Orchestra from English composer Cyril Scott. Formed by the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation, led by Peter Marchbank, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and in just a moment, NPR News. Our next hour of classical music brings us some variations written by Chopin on themes of Rossini and a beautiful harp concerto by Reinhold Clear. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble on Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Listen to All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Antonín Dvořák, who gave the world many a splendid orchestral accomplishment, his Slavonic dances, his rhapsodies, bagatelles, and symphonies. And in addition to all that, he wrote first as a series of piano miniatures, what he termed legends, which were subsequently orchestrated, and we listened there, to Legend No. 10 in B-flat minor. As conductor Ivan Fischer led the Budapest Festival Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio, where there's a bit more classical music for a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and here until 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News rolls around then, and before that happens, flutist Elizabeth Mann and pianist Garrick Olson will join us for chamber music by Chopin, some variations on a theme by Rossini, along with a beautiful harp concerto from composer Reinhold Clear. That's all just ahead, and thanks for joining us today on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. Well, we will welcome back the Berlin Philharmonic, conductor Herbert von Karajan, and from composer Josef Strauss, brother to Johann Strauss Jr., we'll hear The Delirium Waltz on Kansas Public Radio. And that applause is for the Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan with music known to induce in the listener a kind of madness. We listen to The Delirium Waltz from Josef Strauss here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:20, and in just about 10 minutes, the English Chamber Orchestra brings us harpist Claire Jones in a harp concerto from the great Reinhold Clear, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Something coming up that's just a little bit on the horizon, KPR's Live Day, which is a full day of live classical performances throughout the morning, afternoon, and evening. And again, this year for KPR's Live Day, we're presenting our own Destiny and Mermaiden in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library, and that'll be on Friday night, October 24th. The admission's free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween, Friday night, October 24th, at 7 p.m., Destiny and Mermaiden for Live Day, presented by KPR. We have a little music for you now, for flute and piano, by Chopin, Variations on a Theme by Rossini, played by flutist Elizabeth Mann, pianist Garrick Olson, next on KPR. Variations on a Theme by Rossini, music by Chopin, played by flutist Elizabeth Mann, and joined on piano by Garrick Olson, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 2:30, at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. It's Friday, of course, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. Tonight, with a program all about jazz, as it's been featured in cinema, we'll hear some notable film soundtracks with jazz soundtracks, such as A Streetcar Named Desire, Anatomy of a Murder, The Hustler, and more. That'll be Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9, with your host, Daryl Brogdon. Of course, if you happen to be out and are looking for something to do, check out the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra and their concert this evening at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO, Autumn Romance for Strings. Tonight with Grieg's Holberg Suite, Bacchianus Brasileiris No. 5 by Villa-Lobos, and Britten's Masterpiece for Strings, Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge. Autumn Romance for Strings with the KC Chamber Orchestra tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral at KCMO. You can find out more at kcchamberorchestra.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Next on KPR, we have a concerto by composer Reinhold Glier, a composer born in Kiev, Ukraine, in 1875, who entered the Moscow Conservatory a few years later and studied under the great Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov and was himself a teacher of a young Sergei Prokofiev. From Glier, we have a beautiful harp concerto next with Claire Jones, harpist and the English Chamber Orchestra on KPR. A harp concerto by composer Reinhold Glier, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Paul Watkins, and harpist Claire Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, as well as online at Kansas Public Radio. org. Just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Followed up tonight by Daryl Brogdon, your host for Film Music Friday. Tonight from 7 to 9, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music today and all this week. We'll visit Monday at noon once more. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.